Compared to this time last year, there's a lot less sweet red fruit being picked in John Allen's strawberry fields at Beerwah, and he suspects he knows why.
The weather, environmental conditions, nothing else. It means supply's down, so prices are up. We've still got a huge stock of punnets left. The heat, unseasonally warm autumn, unseasonally warm winter, and the crop hasn't cropped. Don't ask me why. Yeah.
The closest weather station to John Allen's property is at Beerburrum. The July maximum was 22.3 degrees. It reached 22.7 degrees in 2004. The minimum temperature was 10.7 degrees. It was higher at 11.8 degrees when the weather station was installed back in 1999. The Bureau hasn't finished crunching July data, but a spokesman said the number of continuous warm days in a row, the equivalent of a winter heatwave, may have been factor. John Allen was discussing the crop with Jennifer Rowling, the Industry Development Officer for the Queensland Strawberry Growers Association.
Pretty much in all the growing regions in Queensland, it's just haven't had the crop. Yeah.
So what's this mean to your bottom line, John?
I'll tell you in 8 weeks. At the moment, I think lower supply is good. I think prices have been higher, like we haven't even gone below $2 yet. But it's not over until the season's finished and then we sort of do all the sums.
Sometimes these kind of things can be a little blessing in disguise to keep the production down and the prices higher. But yeah, there is concern, you know, that there just hasn't been the production levels that they expect. And so, like John said, it's, you know, you got all your punnets ordered and all your equipment and everything in place, but no strawberries to fill them. So that can be a bit of a problem.
So Jennifer Rowling, when you're talking about this, how much is production down?
Talking to some growers, they could be down 25-35% compared to the same time last year. Is that right, John, you think?
Yes, absolutely. I can easily see 30% less to date this season.
How long have you been growing strawberries?
A long time. Yeah, 30 years.
Is this unprecedented?
In my memory, yes. But that's not to say it hasn't happened before my time. Yeah.
12,000 trays down, you think?
That would be roughly off the top of my head.
Yeah, and that seems to be across the board. And I spoke to someone up in Rockhampton and there's one grower up there and haven't had any production. And I believe the Bundaberg region has really struggled, probably worse than here.
In Bundaberg, where records have been kept since 1959, the minimum July temperature of 12 degrees was lower than the record minimum of 14.6 degrees, while the maximum of 23.2 was closer to the record of 23.6 degrees in 2004. Jennifer Rowling again.
The volumes are just going to be down in quite a large way. But there's a lot of flowers out there, so there's 8 weeks or so to go, so it could take off any minute.
8 very busy weeks to come. There's going to be a huge flush at the end. So let's hope everybody eats a lot of strawberries.
Yeah. Exactly.